Gripped Second Son is a crime fiction series. It deals with adult themes, including issues related to crime, violence, and gang culture. Listener discretion is advised.
A Listener production.
Salim, listen. Where did they take her?
I don't know. They took the car like 24 hours.
24 hours? What type of car was it?
It was an SUV black.
Black SUV. Knox.
They said to them, Knox.
Fucking Knox!
Whoa, easy, cuz.
Okay, where are your grandparents, Salim?
Granddad, I don't know. They went for a drink at the hotel like a few hours ago. It was just me. It's okay.
I want to help. No, you need to stay there, Salim. Do you hear me? I mean it, Salim. Just fucking stay there. Oh,
fuck. I never thought the wolves would have the balls to go after Amy.
Moi, they want their shipment back. Where'd you stash it? Okay, if they touch Amy, I swear to Allah, you...
Jamil! If we admit we have that shipment, we'll never get it back. It'll only make things worse. I just planted some of their ice in that Farouk's car. Let's call the bikers on my cypher and convince them they made a huge mistake. That'll buy us some time.
Are you crazy? That's not gonna work, Moi. Okay, we need to call a meeting with Dad.
Let me call the bikers, cuz. They've just buried themselves either way.
Fine, you call them. But you better hope this works.
Panzer! It's Moi Huck. I'm on the cypher, so this call's encrypted.
Hello, dickhead. Tell your cousin to return what's ours, and we might return what's his.
Listen here, you Nazi prick. You better tell me where you are, or I'll swear I'm gonna fuck.
Or what? You better watch what you say, Muhammad, or we might do something silly. Get us our gear back, and Amy might just live.
Listen, Panzer. We don't touch that filth, and you know it. Now, word on the street is you might find what you're looking for in that Farouk's chop. You should pay Ali's nephew Hussein a visit. I've heard he stashes his shit in the engine of his car.
Yeah, mate, I'll believe that when I see it. Hey, listen, remember, you've got 24 hours.
Fuck!
Sorry, cuz.
Enough of this shit, boy. Okay, let's go find Baba and let's make a plan. I've got Moi in the car waiting. What do we do? I've got to get Amy back.
I told you they would come for your family, Jamil. Now you understand why you have to strike first? Our enemies must fear us. It's the only way.
I understand, and I'm sorry, Baba, but
don't
please...
Don't be sorry, Jamil. Be a lion now. They took from you, so now you destroy them.
Okay. Okay, what if we kidnap one of their guys? You know, Panzer is Knox's right-hand man. I'm sure Knox would trade Amy to get him back.
No, Jamil. Strike harder. You and Muhammad go to their clubhouse. Blow up their bikes with a couple of Molotov cocktails. The wolves will come running out. Then you go in the back door, grab Amy and get her out. And the final move? Set fire to the whole fucking place and watch it burn.
Okay. I'll get everything ready.
Jamil, don't disappoint me this time. Prove to me you're a true Haq.
Right. Now you be a good little girl. Keep nice and quiet until we get you inside, okay? Daz, grab her legs. Chuck her over there. Look what we have here. Our very own hack. Get the tape off her mouth, Panzer. I want to see what she knows about our missing gear. Sure thing, Knox.
Don't you idiots know who my husband is? Any minute now, the whole Harp crew are going to burst through that door.
No one's coming for you, race traitor. You should have stuck with your own kind.
You are not my kind, you skinhead psycho.
Tape her up again, Panzer. She's doing my fucking head in.
On it, Knox.
No, no, no! Get off me!
Okay. Done. Hey, Knox.
Yeah?
I got a call from Moe Huck. He says it was the Farooqs who took our gear. What do you reckon?
Arabs are liars, Panzer. Never trust a word they say.
I don't know. It's a pretty massive call for the Hucks to suddenly start moving ice, especially when they're always banging on about only doing natural drugs.
Okay, you and Daz, go rush the Farooq's garage, see if those Iraqis have got our gear stashed. If you don't find it, we'll know the Hacks are lying, and then we'll kill Amy. Amy stays here with me and Baz until I get my gear back. That lot's worth $100 million to me, Panzer. Don't fuck this up.
Daz, let's go.
You're going to bitch and moan again if I pull the tape off? Or are you going to behave this time, race traitor?
Okay, just take the tape off.
Good. Now let's try this again. Where are they hiding my shipment?
I've got no idea what you're talking about.
My ice. Your husband and his crew took 100 keys of my ice.
They don't push meth, so it's not them.
Oh, I like a feisty chick. Bet you can handle yourself, eh?
You don't scare me. Do you know what the Huck family is going to do to you because of this?
You keep saying that. But where are they, huh?
I'm waiting.
Your husband is weaker than piss, Amy. And you know it. Just a wannabe gangster. We sprayed his house with his wife and kid in it. What did he do? Nothing. His brother, on the other hand, he was a real deal.
You don't know a thing about my husband.
Got some shard for you, boss.
Give me that. You know, you got a nice face, Amy.
Yeah, real pretty.
I can see why that Arab likes having you around. A pretty blonde Aussie to boost his mongrel lebo image.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I might give you a permanent smile. Or maybe take a finger off every time you don't answer a question. What do you say?
Try me, you fucking scum. I've dealt with filth way worse than you before.
Oh, I bet you have. You hate your own kind, don't you? What is it, eh? Daddy issues?
Yeah, good one, Knox.
You're the one with all the insecurities. Marching around in your matching leather jackets with the little slogans and your hand signals. Bunch of sad, scared little boys looking for someone to take your self-loathing out on. You're pathetic.
Tape her back up, Baz, before I kill the bitch.
Lim, what are you doing back here?
Us. It's the wolves, bro. They've taken my mum. My dad is not letting me get involved, but I got to help get her back. You were right, bro. We've got to arm up against the bikies.
Is this some kind of setup, Sal?
What the fuck? No. I need your help, please. Bro, we've got to do something.
Shit. Okay, all right. Let's go suss out the bikie clubhouse in Gladstone. I heard that's where they take people for a bash.
Yeah, yeah, I'm ready.
But Sal, if we do this, you owe me big time, yeah?
100% us. Whatever you want. We're brothers, right?
Yeah, bro. Brothers. But these Nazi motherfuckers are willing to go all the way. We could get knocked. Are you sure you're ready for that, Sal?
Us. It's my fucking mum. I would kill for her, no doubt.
You still got that gun I gave you, yeah?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's on me. Loaded. Ready to go.
Good. I'll grab mine now. Yalla, so let's go get...
Who's that, us?
I don't know, bro.
Hey, heard you little dogs have something that belonged to us.
Panzer, we're just about to pay you a visit.
Oh, yeah? So you could steal our gear again?
What are you on about?
Give me your keys, kid. Now!
What, are you going to jack my car or something?
Don't play dumb with me. I know you've got our ice, you dog.
Oh, just give him the keys, bro. That's the guy that took my mum.
Why would I steal your ice, Panzer, when ours is better quality? I think that gear's rotting your brain, bro. But here, search the car, cause see for yourself.
Shut the fuck up! Daz, check his car.
Yeah, on it, boss. I got it!
Oh, a key of our ice with our mark still on it. Explain that, Huss.
What the fuck? That's not mine. You dogs planted that. You're trying to set us up, huh?
Huss, what's going on, bro?
The fuck this dog?
Don't be a fucking hero, or I'll pop you and your little girlfriend here too.
You don't have the balls, you Nazi dog. Pull the trigger, I dare ya.
What'd you say to me?
Huss, don't!
I said I fucking dare ya.
Huss! Huss, talk to me, bro. Huss, come on, bro. Huss, you've killed him. You've killed him.
Can't leave witnesses, kid.
No, please.
Hey, Panzer, wait. Isn't that one of the Huck kids?
You sure?
Yeah, the one who chased after our car tonight, crying for his mum, remember?
Hey. What are you doing with the Farouks?
Listen, please. Let me go.
Must be our lucky day. Got some of our ice back and a bonus huck for ransom. Get him, Daz.
No, please. Please. Moe, come on, let's get going.
All right, Kaz.
Fuck.
Feels just like the good old days, Jamil. You went soft on me when you had the kid.
No, I just thought I could keep my family out of this. Keep them safe. Clearly I didn't, they're the ones suffering now. How did I let this happen, Moe?
SubhanAllah, Jamil. Being tested. They say Allah gives the hardest tests to those he loves the most. Allah, you're weak, Kaz.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, let's go get Amy back.
The Wolf's clubhouse is right around the corner. See? Right there, cuz.
Got it. Okay, Maui, you know what to do. You blow up their bikes with the Molotovs to draw them out. And then I take the shotty, I go grab Ames, and then we set fire to the joint and we show the Wolves never to fuck with the Hucks again, yeah?
Yeah! And I get to bash any bikers I find outside. Too easy, cuz!
Take this.
Yeah.
All right, let me light this. Yeah. Okay, and this one here. Okay, take it. Ready? Let's do this.
It's Judgment Day, bitches.
Gripped Second Son is a crime fiction podcast written and adapted by Mahmoud Fazal, based on the book The Second Son by Lorraine Peck. Thanks to our series consultants, Danny McCarty, Sarah Malik, and Paul Schrage. Gripped Second Son stars
Lincoln Yunus as Jamil Huck,
April Rose Pengilly as Amy Huck,
Alex Donner as Salim Huck,
Wasim Hawat as Maui Huck,
Whitey Donner as Mustafa Haq,
Grant Linden as Knox,
Andy Ryan as Panzer,
Andrew Atiyah as Hussein,
Chris Miller as Baz,
Jack Ellis as Daz,
Director and Senior Producer Tina Matalov, Drama Producer Steph Van Schilt, Production Assistant Holly Mitchell, Executive Producer and Head of Factual and Drama at Listener Original Podcasts is Jennifer Goggin. Sound design and Foley by Matt Nikolic. Audio production, mix and original music by Matt Nikolic. Original music by Vincent Asaf. Production and sound consultation, Matthew Dwyer. Story sourcing and development, Bob Campbell. Casting, Lee Pickford. Commissioning, John Kelly and Grant Tothill. Gripped Second Son is a co-production between Brighton Media and Listener, recorded in the Listener Audio Drama Studios at SCA Sydney. This podcast was recorded on Gadigal land. We pay our respects to elders past and present.